1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Biden said to hold his first solo press conference in months soon as calls grow for him to drop out of the presidential race. Political analyst Amy Dacey says Biden's got to convince voters he's got the stamina for this.
He needs to be able to really drive home, you know, what he plans to do, what his campaign plans to do, what the vision is for the future, and what the alternative is.
President Biden met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky today on the sidelines of NATO's summit with a vote of confidence from the U.S.
Russia will not prevail in Ukraine, will not prevail in Ukraine. Ukraine will prevail.
NATO's promised aid is on the way. And Las Vegas keeps breaking heat records with a sixth day in a row now above 115 degrees. Clark County Social Services Manager Chriselle Hadsell says cooling centers are open.
We need to help people get relief from the heat because we want to do everything possible to avoid seeing another increase in heat-related deaths.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ray.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media's internal investigation finds decisions were made about host Earl Ingram's interview with President Biden last week that won't happen again. CEO Sage Wild confirms that questions asked were provided by the White House and that Civic Media producers made two edits requested by the president's people. If President Biden wins re-election, he might have down-ballot Democrats to thank. State Representative Greta Neubauer says the reverse coattails effect is part of the Democratic strategy this year.
It is the work of state assembly and state senate candidates to lift up the rest of the ticket, and our candidates continue to do that.
Democrats say their candidates in state and local races in battleground states are outperforming Biden, which could end up helping him come November. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The construction project on Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids is extending the road closure starting next week. Lincoln Street will be closed between Dewey Street up to the East Riverview Expressway. This means that you'll have to access Quick Trip by their back entrance on 6th Street South. Instead of turning onto Lincoln Street, you'll need to turn onto 8th Street South, then left on Dewey Street, go one block, then turn left on 6th Street South. Then you'll be able to access their parking lot from the back by Steve's Plumbing and Heating. This closure on Lincoln will begin at 7 a.m. on Monday, July 15th, and is expected to remain closed until around the beginning of August. Newsies Jr. opens tonight at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Friday's tickets are already sold out. You can see this amazing show at 7 tonight or at 2 on Saturday. Tickets are going fast. You can visit wrctheater.org for more information. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers lose to the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Pittsburgh Pirates today 1-0 at a matinee at American Family Field, 36,000 fans. Pittsburgh with one of the hottest young pitchers in baseball, Paul Skeens, just 22 years old, out of Fullerton, California, already headed to the All-Star game next week. That's Major League Baseball history. 1 year into the league, pitched a no-hitter through 7 innings. Christian Yelich, headed to the All-Star game himself next week, went 0-for-4 today and talked about facing Paul Skeens.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good pitcher. It's good stuff. He really did. He's doing a good job pitching, honestly. Guys have velo in the major leagues, but, you know, just being able to pitch and kind of just throw anything at any time, it keeps you off balance. And, you know, I think we could have done a better job of getting him out of the game sooner. I think we let him off the hook with some at-bats there at the end where if we extended them, kind of realized what was happening, you know, we could have bought ourselves an extra inning or two.
It's the first series the Brewers have lost at home since April. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray evening storm otherwise clearing tonight and lows in the low 60s. Sunny and mild again tomorrow with highs in the mid 80s. Slight storm chances for the weekend, highs upper 80s to low 90s. Staying warm into Monday with a few storms, then cooler for the rest of next week. It's 82 right now.
You need reliable appliances to help you conquer the day. And Menards carries the largest in-stock selection, starting at low prices and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade today and save big money on new appliances right now at Menards. Number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers, according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM is looking for organizations that regularly distribute information about employment opportunities to job applicants or have job applicants to refer. If your organization would like to receive notification of job vacancies, please notify us at 1690 2nd Avenue South, Wisconsin Rapids 54495 or call 715-424-1300. WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM is an equal opportunity employer and encourages women and minorities to apply.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll be live from our table at the RNC in Milwaukee, just outside the Fiserv Forum. You're not going to want to miss it. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Well, sorta. It's Tim and Jess. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Dr. Johnny Lupinacci will be here. Got a little bit of a hold up though, but we will look forward to him joining the show. But Jess, you know, you're here. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. It's been a long day at the studio, but, you know, good stuff. Yeah, How are you?
I am okay. I know, you know the behind the scenes of what happened to me today, and we'll share a little bit of that today. The educated educator got educated today in a way that I know some people are going to be like, really? You? That? Yes, me. And we're going to talk about that. But it is, you know, again, Thursday night, Busted Pencils. Great show last night with Educators Amplified in the house, you know, enjoying the conversation, particularly around what does it mean to socially just teach, not just teach, but socially justice teaching, and the beautifully critically beautiful term that we coined last night just seemed to kind of resonate and come across there too. So, hey, you know what though? One of the best things I love all the time though, Jess, about Busted Pencils, it's because we're sponsored by Minocqua Brewing Company.
Yeah, we are.
They sued the state of Wisconsin to end its parasitic voucher system that hurts public schools. Minocqua Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out MinocquaBrewingCompany.com to see where you can buy their progressive beer. Not only their beer, but their swag, their t-shirts, their coffee mugs, their coffee, their wine,
seltzers.
And all seltzers. And if you're like me, yeah, you kind of like that stuff too a little bit more. You know, I'm not saying I used to be, people are like, Tim, you used to drink beer. I'm like, I did. I liked it a lot at some points. But now I know that right now I prefer the seltzer waters and things like that. But nothing better to me than a really good kind of porterish stout dark beer. I still like to just occasionally go, you know what? If I'm going to have a real beer, I want it to be a nice, hearty porter. Or a stout, or a brown ale, something like that. I've always been like that. I know college fraternity brothers were always like, you know, at that time Guinness was essentially the choice at the time if you wanted a beer. I know. Well, but I mean, you either had yellow beer or Guinness.
Well,
you know. There wasn't all this swag boutique type of beer like there is today when I was in college, but I, you know, drank the Guinness and liked that, and I'd always get made fun of by my fraternity brothers. Now to this day, occasionally on the Facebook fraternity page, it's like, Schleck, you still drink it? I'm like, well, nah, just seltzer waters. Boy, talk about a divergence, though. Jess, lots going on today. Yeah. And I'm hearing, you know, some conversations. Not sure how much we'll dig into that, but you know, we did talk about the horrible, dismal, really bad, no good day President Biden had at the debate a couple weeks ago. You know, and I kind of really laid into it, saying like during those moments, I was texting back and forth to Johnny, going like, "This is bad. This is really, really bad." You know, and it made me start having a more anxiety than I typically carry around, which is a lot most of the time. And thinking like, "This is bad because we're going to lose if the dude who's talking tonight is the dude who's running against." And I know people are like, "He's running against somebody who's so ridiculously awful. Poop could win." Right. In fact, I heard. Right. And it's like,
yeah, it's distressing how bad it was that as you're watching, you're going, can he win? Can Biden win against Trump? It's like an empty bag should be able to win against Trump, because at least an empty bag you can do something with. You can fill it.
You can fill it, or it won't do anything harmful.
I mean, unless it gets wrapped around your head.
Unless it gets wrapped around, yeah. Well, you know, paper. But yeah, it's like, how could this be happening? And so now over the 2 weeks it has happened, there's been speculation, there's been push, there's been efforts, there's been all kinds of things. And, you know, yesterday we said with the op-ed by George Clooney, and people are like, well, what's a Hollywood guy supposed to have to do with this? Well, he kind of raises big, big buku bucks. In fact, 2 weeks ago, the last fundraising event, $30 million was raised by George Clooney's organization, the most ever raised at a Democratic fundraiser. So when people are like, how dare this Hollywood guy enter into the politics frame? Well, he is a Hollywood guy, and, you know, he's kind of carries that around. He's a good looking dude, too. But he carries a lot of sway in the Democratic Party. And so that came out yesterday. And then our own Earl Ingram, though, right after that event, got the opportunity, and Civic Media did, to interview President Biden.
The Biden campaign reached out to Earl.
Yeah, the Biden campaign reached out to Earl. And that interview ran on July 4th.
Yes,
great day, right? You know, and now there's
Tim Slecker. I was sitting in the room during that interview.
And I was going to say, I'm like, Jess, you were right there when it was happening and doing the part there watching it.
So, I was sitting in this chair in this room.
it was a good interview. We heard about it, but there's been now a little bit of, I don't know, kerfuffle, fallout, confusion.
Kerfuffle is the word I would use.
Yeah. Okay. You like that word?
I do.
Because the appearance also, President Biden gave a local station in Philadelphia the same opportunity that Civic Media was given, like Earl. And it came out that, well, the president's campaign, the organization sent the questions to the interviewers to suggest questions that President Biden would like to answer.
Right. A list of acceptable questions to the Biden administration, Biden campaign, was sent to Earl and to the radio host in Pennsylvania. And from that list, the hosts chose what questions they wanted to ask.
Right. And they did. But, you know, there was a fallout now. How dare journalists not be allowed to ask their own questions? It's a violation of some kind of journalistic integrity, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, the host from the Philadelphia show resigns and steps down, kind of talks about, you know, well, she shouldn't have done that, is kind of the insinuation that came out. You know, she should have never agreed to those questions. We've talked about that, going like, whenever you interview anybody important, suggested questions, possibilities, it always happens. In fact, when people interview me, and you're thinking, going like, well, who the heck would want to interview you? Certain times, certain people want to interview me. I send suggested questions to kind of help the interview going. That's not unheard of.
No, and on this show, we frequently, you know, we behind the scenes, you guys, sometimes when we have guests on, we tell them in advance what we're going to ask.
We tell them in advance. In fact, we say we've got a guest coming up next week. And you and I today, Jess, we're working on the questions for her. You know, because we're wanting her to be prepared, us to be prepared, so that it's an informative show, so that people get this. It's, we're not playing gotcha. We're playing, we want to educate you. And so therefore, the questions are chosen to provide the information about what we're trying to communicate at that point. It's not a gotcha whenever you're a guest. So if you're thinking like, boy, I'd like to be a guest on that show. Well, you should. 855-752-4842 is the number. You can call and talk about us. Ask if you want to be a guest. We'll even provide the questions for you so that you can go, wow, these guys, people really took great care of us. But now another little bump in the Earl story with, I guess, the show, which, again, it wasn't a live interview that aired. It was a recorded interview that was done the day before July 4th, mm-hmm. right, Jess?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And there were two little spots that were, I guess you say, you know, kind of taken out of the.
They were edited out. It was edited about 15 seconds total.
Total of 15 seconds of the president, you know, saying, and this has been published now on the Civic Media site.
Yes,
it's been available for people to go out and make sure they can listen to it on their own. I've seen it now on CNN. You see that what was pulled out, in a sense, you know, people are like, well, where were they censoring what the president said? Was that a problem? You know, or did we really get the full story? And if you look at it again, a little bit of editing, and I know Civic Media says, you know, while we don't condone what happened and we wouldn't like to see that, we're still standing behind everybody because this was not an intent to make listeners unaware of things that the president said that needed to be shielded. You can see very clearly what he said. And I think about this too whenever I'm doing our show, you know, particularly when we do recorded sessions. In fact, Jess, you and I did a little bit of a recorded session yesterday, and I said, hey, cut that part out.
Yeah.
You know, because that didn't, it didn't
sound good. It didn't sound like you.
It didn't sound like me. It didn't sound like good radio. It didn't sound informative. And I was like, hey, let's cut that out. Now, should we make it available to everybody what we cut out of the show? I guess we could. I'm not afraid to hide anything, but again, for clarity. And so anybody who's listening to Civic Media and listening to Earl and seeing this out there, that's the best explanation of, you know, what happened. Guess what? Nothing, really, nothing to see here. You know, Earl Ingram.
Well, there is something to see here or listen to, and it's available for you in multiple formats.
Thank you, Jess, for catching me on that. There is something for you to see, nothing to be hidden here. But again, Earl Ingram, just an incredibly awesome person, man of the Milwaukee area, has been doing this type of work, making sure that, you know, local news, local coverage, local interest stories in the Milwaukee area are always being brought to every listener out there. So, Civic Media.
Someone upset with us.
Where did I miss that one?
In the comments.
I got to get ready to go and say, see who's doing it. I know we're coming up there. Okay, we'll put it out there. There you go. Gary Oxenrider. Civic Media can never be believed again. They have lost all trust with the public. They will spin the web with untruths. Gary, wow. Hey, you can call in, Gary, and talk to us about it. 855-752-4842. Anybody else, too? We'll talk about it because, hey, unlike the song you hear going, we do want to talk about it. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, back after the break.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air. The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt and Air on Air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Alba Show.
If you're on the video, you can see me dancing, yeah. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. 855-752-4842 is the number. Yeah, we're talking about President Biden, whether, you know, what should be done. Actually talking more very specifically about the interview that was done with Civic Media's Earl Ingram, who aired July 4th, and 15 seconds of the aired interview was edited out. It's now up and available. Everybody can hear it for themselves. They can read it. We say nothing to hide here at all. But, you know, we had Gary texting in, and then we got Ted texting in. Civic Media and the Biden staff, along with Earl Ingram, are done, period. This cannot happen in America. You Marxist PIGs, you can only get ahead of lies and deceit.
I'm sorry, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, Ted, whoa.
That's a little funny.
There's a lot going on in that text. But
Terry,
hey,
buddy,
you know,
it's out there for you. You can go listen to the whole thing, unedited.
Unedited, and you can go, okay, so what was edited out was...
Well, yeah, you can actually listen to just the part that was edited out if you want, too.
Yeah, so what was edited out was nothing. Nothing of some substance that would say, oh, that changes everything. And you know what changes everything? I mean, the reality here is that what does this change? Because I'm going to come at this and say, you know, when we're starting to make the analysis at this point as to whether President Biden should be in the race, you know, the what goes on here in this, I think we got to come back to the longer discussion about saying what happened at that debate and going to bring it back to going and say, you know, who has the best opportunity or the best positioning right now in the presidential election, and what's at stake is huge at this point. What's at stake? And so when people are kind of going along with saying, should the president step out of the way? I will put that I am in that camp that is going, whoa, something needs to happen. Got a couple callers on the line, though. Joanne, we love when you call from Madison. Joanne, what's happening to our friend?
Yes, thank you so much for covering this issue in such an appropriate way, well-set way. Two quick notes. I listened to your broadcast on July 4th and July 5th, and they were brilliant talking about how higher education works. And a number of people don't know how it works, and to have it described as wonderfully as you did was a real benefit. And I've directed many people to them already because we assume that everybody knows how higher education works. And the other point, though, is that all of this that you're describing, the big problem that civic media fell into, can be helped with policies. Now, I know I just listened to the head of civic media saying, yeah, they have more policy-oriented efforts now. You know, if the organization has a policy for integrity of interviews, and you just hand it to the organization, to the individual who's being interviewed, or the organization that's doing it, in this case, the White House, indeed, that could be of help. So thank you again, and policies help, and I know that civic media will never run into this again, because it's going to be armed with policy.
Absolutely. Man, Joanne, thank you so much for the call. Thanks for, too, the good kudos, Johnny. Joanne really liked last week's shows, the fourth and fifth, when we did about higher education, said she has directed a ton of people. And I tell you, Joanne, too, Johnny and I actually had a meeting today that was an awesome meeting with the Association of College and University Educators, and really talking about how important that issue is. Again, better teaching in colleges, the movement. And that's what AQ is doing, is beginning, starting, actually not beginning, they've been at building this movement for 10 years at making college teaching great again. Johnny, welcome, my friend. So we're
I made it.
We're engaging. You got a little bit of a conversation. President Biden, should he be in? Should he be out? What happened with the Earl Ingram show and civic media, and a little bit of editing out? And you know, we're talking about it. And
full transparency for the listener, just because I golfed my all-time high. I would have bailed. But I had afternoon tea time because I had an unusual morning doctor's appointment. Everything's good, but I'm like biohuman.
Uh-oh.
Got my heart monitored up to this week. They're taking data on me, you know. You can't get out of it. But no, I golfed an all-time high. And so I texted Tim and Jess and said, I'm probably going to fold in a little late to the show tonight. But I was listening.
Okay.
And so for folks out there, that Civic Media app, I'll tell you what, smart speaker on the golf cart. Golfing with a whole bunch of teachers, and you know, it's summertime. So us educators, we get out, we're out in the sun enjoying a personal high today. Woo. Finally broke under 90 for 18 holes. You know, okay. That's not great for listeners out there. They're like, come on, Johnny, you better than that.
But you're talking about your personal high. I was getting a little bit confused because I'm like, you know, a high golf game typically is not what you're shooting
a low score,
for.
But
yeah,
it's pretty okay. High. If you're in my league, like, it's not a league, but if you're in my ballpark for skill, you know, if I'm golfing in the 90, low 90s or 80s, I'm pretty happy, man.
You're hitting that ball, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm crushing it out there. Well, that's not my problem. Short game's my problem, Tim. But you know what? I'm listening, and what a conversation. And I agree with Joanne. We're excited because we're talking about education at all levels. So those shows are fun to do when we get to talk about what it's like to teach college, as well as talking about K-12. Those two go hand in hand, but they're different beasts sometimes. And so it often gets under discussed how, you know, difficult it is to be a good instructor in college. Like, you're already the expert.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
At Fleet Farm, we know every sunny day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday fishing gear from Rapala, Berkeley, and Minn Kota. Everyday grilling goods from Weber, Kingsford, and Blackstone. Everyday camping gear from Coleman, Yeti, and Eureka. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Raptors baseball is on the air. The second game of our twin bill right here at historic Witter Field. Andy Ockham, Raptors Radio on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. The starting lineup currently being brought out onto the field by the PA voice here at historic Witter Field, Joe Diedrich. We'll have those lineups and the starting pitching matchups for you here in just a couple minutes for Game 2 against the Wausau Woodchucks. Game 1, a 12-6 final in favor of the Chucks. We'll also recap that game here in just a couple of minutes after our national anthem on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodded dad to eat more plants, for the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Bob.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Game two of this doubleheader between the Raptors and the Woodchucks coming your way right now on WFHR. Andy Ockham here for Raptors Radio, back with you as always. You know where to find us every single game, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Pleasure, as always, to be joined here up in the broadcast booth with my peers to the right and the left. We have our TV crew to my left, our amazing sound group to my right, Raptors baseball back here on these airwaves for a 43rd time this season. A tough 10-6 loss, 12-6 loss, I should say, over Wausau earlier on in the afternoon. But it's Kenji Pilaris, the right-hander from San Gabriel, California, and California State University Northridge to toe the rubber for the third time as a Raptor, the second time at home, and it's also his second start. Let's see who line up defensively. Chris Arroyo is in left field. Aiden Teal in center. Jorge Degatti in right. Mason Onati on the infield at third base. Tracer Lopez, the shortstop. Owen McElfatrick at second. Max McGuire over at first. Gabe Casso making his first start as a Raptor behind home plate for Kenji out on the mound. Looking at Pilaris, last through four innings. One run ball, allowing two hits. That back against the Green Bay Rockers here at home on July 5th. Vance Sheehan to lead things off. The Woodchuck order is as follows. Vance Sheehan, the shortstop. Eddie Espinal, the second baseman. Bryce Hubbard, the designated hitter. Max Solis Jr., the catcher. Hayden Christensen, the right fielder. 6-7-8, Luke Pemberton at first. Jonas St. Antoine in left. Brady Jurgella in center. And Jake Berkland at third base. We're underway here at 6:35. A first delivery from Kenji Pilaris, followed back down the line by the right-handed hitting Vance Sheehan. Exact same uniform combination that what we had in game one. Raptors going with the alternate black caps, white tops, black bottoms. The all-gray road uniforms with the navy blue sleeves on the top for Wausau. It's the 0-1 pitch from Pilaris missing outside. Count evens 1-1 here at Sheehan. The Raptors talked about them defensively, and the Woodchucks 1-9. We'll get to the Raptor 1-9 in the bottom of the first inning against Travis Lutz, the right-hander, getting the ball for the Woodchucks here this evening. 1-1 pitch missing outside to Sheehan. Count now 2-2. Pilaris out of the windup. He rocks and fires the 2-1. Swing and a miss. High cheddar there to Sheehan. It's now 2-2. 6 1/3 innings pitch for Kenji in his two outings so far this season. Joining the team right at the end of the first half. A 2.84 ERA and a 1.42 whip for the 6-2 right-hander. 2-2 the count to the University of South Carolina upstate product, Vance Sheehan, the payoff. Breaking ball, missing outside. Count now 3-2. Sheehan not playing in the opener. Similar to a lot of guys in this lineup. Vance made his debut against Wisconsin Rapids in the Sunday matinee back at Athletic Park. 3-2, this one hits the lip on a sharp grounder to short. Off the glove of Tracer Lopez and into shallow left field. Tough break there on the infield grass for Wisconsin Rapids. An infield single for Vance Sheehan gets us going here in the top of the first inning. Edion Espinal did get the start in game one at second base out of the two-hole for Wausau. Espinal reached twice and scored twice. Singled in the first, threw a four-pitch walk in the fifth. It was Maddox Thornton to get the start this afternoon. Four innings of work for the Texas A&M Corpus Christi right-hander and his second start with the club this summer. First pitch to Espinal in the left-handed batter's box, missing low. Thornton allowed six hits, two runs. Both were earned. Scott Walker strike out a Woodchuck batter on 62 pitches. From there, it was Brandon Scott, who could not record an out in the top of the fifth. Six runs total, five earned, came across against the southpaw on two hits allowed and three walks issued. 1-0 pitch to Espinal, check swing, appeal down to first, and he did go around. Same crew that we had in the day game earlier, just rotated around. It's Jordan Alfonso behind home plate calling the balls and strikes. Hudson Boucher down the first baseline, and the crew chief and third base umpire is Anthony Atkinson. 1-1, we'll have to wait a pickoff move to check in on Sheehan. You look at guys not in the lineup. There is no Max Galvin or Colin Brigham. The Oklahoma State Cowboys held out of the lineup here in game two. 1-1 pitch, light pop-up, left side of the infield. That one in and out of the glove of Mason Onati. Tracer Lopez behind him will pick it up. and throw it to second in time. Score it a 5-6-4 fielder's choice. Very, very awkward way to record the first out at the top of the first inning of this ball game, but Kenji Pilaris, potential ground ball away from getting out of this frame. Kenji looks sharp, making the debut start with the club earlier on in the second half. First pitch to Bryce Hubbard, not in the lineup in game one, missing for ball one. Hubbard hit his fifth home run of the season against the Raptors here at Witter Field on Monday. Swinging away, this one chopped on the ground right side. McGuire gloves to the second base bag. One, Lopez to first in time. It is a 3-6-1 inning-ending double play. Kenji Pilaris faces the minimum here in the top of the first inning. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes and introduce the Raptors starting nine offensively tonight right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom.
You're listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Raptors Baseball here on WFHR all summer long or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors.
Protect your livelihood with a livestock risk protection policy through Ag Country Farm Credit Services. With an LRP policy, you're covered if the market price unexpectedly drops for fed cattle, feeder cattle, or swine. Coverage options range from 70 to 100%. Get an LRP policy from a team that knows agriculture. Contact your local Ag Country office to learn more. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender and provider.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
First pitch of the ball game from the right-hander Travis Lutz of the Wausau Woodchucks misses low to Mason Onati for ball one. Nothing to score. We are here in the bottom of the first inning from historic Witter Field. Kenji Pilaris facing the minimum in the top of the frame. Onati swinging away at the 1-0. Hot shot on the ground over to short diving. Vince Sheehan gets up to his feet, throws to first in time. That is one heck of a play. Another fantastic put out from the middle infield. We saw it from Drew Berkland, I should say Jake Berkland at shortstop in game one of this doubleheader for Wausau against Sheehan, flashing the leather here in game two. Jorge Degatti out of the two spot today for Wisconsin Rapids is in right field. Following Degatti, it's Chris Arroyo in the on-deck circle. First pitch, Degatti fouls this one back. 4-5-6, Max McGuire, Grayson Schaefer, and Aiden Teal. For Wisconsin Rapids, 7-8-9, Owen McElfatrick, Tracer Lopez, and Gabe Casso. Lutz, a product of Bradley University, playing college baseball in his hometown at Peoria. Gotti, 1-1 count now. And for the 6-4 right-hander, Lutz, his debut on the hill with the team this summer. He played in 5 games last year for Wausau, but as a hitter, went 1-for-14 in those 5 games, a .71 average. Zagotti getting the start in game one, also out of the two spot, also in right field. He singled twice and scored once. Righty on righty battle, the 1-2 pitch. Zagotti fouls this one away. Raptors and Woodchucks square off eight times here in total in this month of July. Out of the windup, the 1-2. This one back up the middle, past the legs of Lutz, and it'll get through into center field for a base hit. That is a base hit from Jorge Degatti with one out here in the first inning. Chris Arroyo into the left-handed batter's box now, a chance for him to continue a streak of three consecutive games with an extra base hit. Had two doubles in game one, scoring in innings 1 and 6. Arroyo, my yard card pick here tonight. First pitch swinging, shoots this one in the air left field. Coming in on it and making the grab is Jonas St. Antoine. Two down here in the first. It's Jonas St. Antoine in left. Brady Jurgella in center. Hayden Christensen in right. Jake Berkland staying in the lineup, not at short. He's at third here in game two. Vance Sheehan, he made the great play to start this inning. He's at short. Eddie Espinal at second. Luke Pemberton at first. Max Solis Jr. in this ballgame doing the catching for Lutz. Lutz threw 73 innings at Bradley this past spring as the first pitch to Max McGuire misses high. Collected a season ERA of a 6.75. Season high in strikeouts is when he struck out 9 on the 28th of April at Belmont. 1-0 to McGuire, fastball on the outside corner, and it's called a strike. McGuire out of the lineup in game one, getting a much needed rest day here prior to the nightcap. The 1-1. That one misses high for ball two. Two on the count here on the Rafter first baseman. It'll be Schaefer on deck, Teal to follow. The 2-1. Not chasing that one away in the dirt is McGuire. Count now at 3 balls and a strike. As mentioned, the Rafter lineup bringing 4 lefties and 5 righties, an even split to the table here tonight. Looking to split the doubleheader with Wausau and beat them for the second time this season. The 3-1 here from Lutz. Out of the slide step, swing and a miss. McGuire tardy on that fastball. Count now 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Degatti on first. He'll be motoring on the pitch here. Lutz looks home, rocks and fires. Degatti takes off that one in there for a called third strike. McGuire down on strikes to end the inning. Raptors collect a one-out single from Jorge Degatti, but they leave him on the bases. We're through an inning of play here in Wisconsin Rapids. Nothing, nothing to score on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that!
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Don't just score a new ride. Find a deal that hits out of the park. With Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
.456 to lead off this second inning against Kenji Polaris. First pitch swinging away is Max Solis Jr. That one's got fouled out of play down the third baseline. Raptor fans, welcome back in your home. For Raptor Baseball all summer long is right here on WFHR. Andy Yochum, your voice of the Raptors, back with you as always. Game two of this twin bill between the Raptors and the Woodchucks here tonight in Rapids. 0-1 pitch missing outside. Count evens 1-1. Kenji faced the minimum in a first in a rather peculiar way, allowed a leadoff single to Vance Sheehan on the infield. Then we saw a 5-6-4 fielder's choice off the bat of Eddie and Espinal, and then an inning-ending 3-6-1 double play, McGuire to Lopez to Polaris to retire the side. 1-1 breaking ball catches the zone. A called strike on the right-handed hitting Solis Jr. Count now 1-2. The Houston, Texas native Solis Jr. had a field day against Raptor pitching at home on Sunday. 5-for-5, two home runs for the Auburn Tiger. 1-2, breaking ball check swing away. Did he go around on the appeal to first? Yes, says Hudson Boucher. First man retired here in the inning by way of the strikeout for Kenji Polaris. First strikeout for Kenji in the ballgame will bring up Hayden Christensen. Christensen from Xavier in Spring Grove, Illinois, playing in his seventh game of the summer, hitting from the right side. First pitch from Kenji to him, a breaking ball just missing the outside corner. Raptors picked up a hit as well in the home half of the first inning. That'd be a single from Jorge Degatti. Eight hits, 23 at-bats so far for Christensen on the summer as the 1-0 pitch misses high. .348 hitter in six games is Hayden. He's driven in two runs, and two of his eight hits are doubles. He last played here in Rapids, and that 4-2 Wausau win Monday night at Winter Field was 0-for-3, drew a walk, and collected a punch-out, and that Woodchuck win. 2-0 pitch, this one skied in the air center field, sending Aiden Teal back, but well out in front of the warning track. The Virginia Cavalier makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Two up, two down for Polaris. It'll bring up Luke Pemberton, another one of these Woodchuck position players that was not in the lineup for game one. Pemberton also just playing in a handful of games so far in the second half. This is game six for the Pepperdine product. Four hits in his first 14 at-bats. He last went 1-for-3 here at Winter Field, similar to Hayden Christensen. The last time he played was Monday night. Thursday, July 11th. Less than a month away from the regular season being in the books as the first pitch to the right-handed hitting Pemberton hit back to the screen. August 10th, the final regular season game for the Raptors this season. It's here at Winter Field, 6:35 Saturday night game against the Green Bay Rockers. We'll have fireworks in both games of that Green Bay series to end the season, Friday the 9th and Saturday the 10th. 0-1 pitch, nice fastball from Polaris right down the chute. It's in there for strike two. 94 on the gun from Kenji. Rearing back and letting it rip here in his second start with the team and his second appearance here at Winter Field. 0-2, two outs, nobody on the bases. Polaris looking for a 1-2-3 inning, the payoff. Breaking ball got him swinging. Kenji Polaris, three up, three down. He's faced the minimum through two innings here in Wisconsin Rapids. We'll be back for the home half of the second in just a couple minutes. 5-6-7, do up Grayson Schaefer, Aiden Teal, and Owen McElpatrick on 97.5 FM. 1320 AM, WFHR.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toaster pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
1-0 the count to begin this home half of the second inning to Grayson Schaefer. Schaefer, Teal, McElfatrick due up for Wisconsin Rapids against Wausau right-hander Travis Lutz. 1-0 pitch, Schaefer fouls that one back out of the glove of Max Sulies Jr. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Andy Ockham back in the broadcast booth here on WFHR. Game 43 of our 70-game slate this summer. What a time it has been, Rafter fans, let me tell you. The 1-1. Breaking ball, swinging out in front of that one is Schaefer. Count now 1-2. Grayson in game one, a two-run shot in the home half of the first inning, part of a three-run inning for Wisconsin Rapids, and it gave him a 3-1 lead at the time. The 1-2 from the right-hander. That one a fastball missing outside. Count now 2-2. Two balls and two strikes to the count. Schaefer serving as the team's designated hitter this evening. The payoff from Lutz. That one missing low, count full. Lutz facing one over the minimum in the bottom of the first. Jorge Degatti collecting a one-out single off the right-hander. Another base hit for Jorge after a three-hit game earlier this afternoon. 3-2, this one hit hard on the ground over to short man Sheehan. Gobbles it up and throws it to first in time. 6-3 put out of Schaefer to begin this second inning. Aiden Teal homered a couple of days ago and out of the sixth spot in center field, which is exactly what he did in game one earlier today. Teal reached in all four of his plate appearances, collecting a single in the first and fourth, reached on a 5-4 fielder's choice, drove in a run while doing so, and later scored, and then drew a four-pitch walk in the eighth. First pitch to Teal from the right-hander, Lutz misses inside. Our yard card picks here for tonight, we had it earlier, and we had a couple of correct picks as the 1-0 pitch to Teal, shot on the ground up the middle, behind the second base bag, and shallow center is Van Sheehan, but that throw is wide of the first baseman, Luke Pemberton. Aiden Teal aboard, it will go down as an infield single with one out. Oh, and McElfatrick is the yard card selection of Cullen Kapoor, the TV voice of the Rafters, to my left right here. Also got Joe Diedrich, the voice to my right, doing the PA work here at Witterfield, going with Grayson Schaefer. Abby Look, our graphic design and video board operator, going with Jorge Degatti. I chose Chris Arroyo. Griffin Furcus taking Aiden Teal, and the one and the only Dawson Wolf taking Max McGuire. Righty on righty battle, McElfatrick not in the lineup in game one against these Woodchucks. First pitch fastball on the outer edge, called a strike. McElfatrick, it seems like he's become an every other day position player involved in the lineup for Kirk Schreider. 21 games so far this season, a .279 average. He went 1-for-3 in the last game he played, and that was here just an evening ago against Green Bay. It's trickier with a doubleheader. I guess McElfatrick playing in consecutive nights did not play in Green Bay on the 9th, so it really has been this week every other game, but he's still playing nearly every day. First base side of the rubber, let's set the 0-1 to McElfatrick, swung on and fouled back. Count 0-2, McElfatrick as well. This is back-to-back games out of the 7 spot. Had been the leadoff hitter for Wisconsin Rapids in a majority of his first 20 games. It also hit out the 2-hole once. But in the bottom third, trying to build his way out here. Yo, 2, check swing on that breaking ball low and away. McElfatrick not going around. Count now, a ball and 2 strikes. On deck, Tracer Lopez and Gabe Casso in his first start as a Raptor will follow. Their pickoff move to check in on Teal over at first base. One ball, 2 strikes the count, 12.